the former head of the UK's post office, broke down in tears twice mid-evidence as she made an emotional appearance at the Horizon IT inquiry in central London today. Dozens of postmasters from the north were among the hundreds who were wrongly convicted in the post office scandal, which has been called the biggest miscarriage of justice in UK history. This morning, Paula Vanels continued her evidence at the official inquiry into the scandal, which saw some people go to prison while many others were financially ruined. She served as CEO from 2012 to 2019, which included the last few years of the scandal. She stopped mid-answer and reached for a tissue as she was grilled about why she had told MPs that the post office had been successful in every case against sub-postmasters.
I fully accept now that the post office... Excuse me. The post office knew that. I completely accept it. Personally, I didn't know that. And I'm incredibly sorry that that happened to those people and to so many others.
Let's speak to Alex Thompson, Chief Correspondent with Channel 4 News, who's at the inquiry. Alex, thanks for taking our call today. It's the second time this week we've featured a very large miscarriage of justice case in the UK, affecting many people on this island. And like with the Blood inquiry, the scale of injustice and cover-up here is remarkable. Tell us more.
Yes, you could say Blood Inquiry. You could also say Bloody Sunday as well in terms of your audience there. It's familiar British pathology of years and years of cover-up by a powerful institution blaming the small individuals. In this case, the sub-postmasters who decade after decade were blamed as criminals, had their fingers in the till and were prosecuted and were wholly innocent. And in at least five cases, they took their own lives. Only now is the truth slowly, meticulously being peeled back layer by this long-running public inquiry. And that's fine so far as truth goes. But of course, justice, quite another matter. And that is delayed.
It took a long time to get to today. It took a long time to get the former head of the post office in public view to give evidence. Tell us about what she said.
Yes, Paula Vanels, possibly the most elusive public figure in British public life right now. She fought her way through with police help, seven officers, just to get her through the front door, through the media thicket. And then essentially she told a tale which was characterised by Jason Beer, KC, for the inquiry. He accused her repeatedly of being very clear with her memory where she was able to blame other people, far less clear with her memory when it came to awkward questions about herself. You just heard a clip a moment ago. She broke down in tears on two occasions. One occasion when she stated very publicly at a major post office meeting that no prosecutions had been successful, where the infamous Horizon computer system at the post office was concerned. That was plainly not true. And the other, the tragic case of Martin Griffiths, one of the at least five sub-postmasters who took their own lives. Martin threw himself in front of a bus, was 18 days in a coma before he passed away. His family said purely because of the strain that the post office wrong investigation had put on him. There was clear evidence shown to the inquiry today that Paula Vanels had actively sought to have his family circumstances and wider mental health issues, of which there is no evidence, investigated. And at that point, she also broke down and accepted that was entirely wrong.
Alex, thank you. That's the Alex Thompson, Chief Correspondent with Channel 4 News at the inquiry into what happened at the UK Post Office this lunchtime. A court hearing will be held in July to decide whether sexual offences charges against former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson goes to trial. The